Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. Hour number 2. 93.7 The Ticket, one-on-one. Fuck. Pay the bills. Pay the bills.
It is the noon hour, and that means it's lunchtime. And lunchtime here at The Ticket is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with 2 locations. At 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's.
Great game day meal. Just plan ahead. Let them listen. Take the burden off. Get off your feet. Let Mulberry make your game meal. All right? Do that. 402-464-5685 is the Sartor Hayman text line. You want to be a part of the show? Hit us with a what's up, and we will include you in. You can, of course, follow on all the video streams, and you can text in on all those chats. What you're doing in YouTube, greatly appreciate it. We do see you. At some point, we should read all of those just to really just kind of make the statement of how involved people are and how excited folks are. I mean, because I don't know what DP's on, but I'm buying it. Yeah, I had Husker Kool-Aid, and I can't lead the Kool-Aid brigade if I'm not sipping. Right, I'm not sipping. Got to get into it. So we've got a gift card. You have the gift card over there? You have the gift card. We have a gift certificate. We're supposed to give a gift card, for a restaurant. Yeah, we can do it in the next segment. But we will give away, you can tell us if you would like to go. The Salt Dog season finishes tomorrow. There is a 7 o'clock game tonight and an 11:05 first pitch tomorrow at Haymarket Park. If you'd like to go, the very first 2 texts, just tell us how many tickets you want and put it in the text line. Bach will give away. Just tell us how many, how big your family, how big your group is, and that you want to go. And we'll do that. We're setting the tone for this hour. Kupsker says, I'm going into it with the Dabo attitude of we're going to be the first. We're going to be the first undefeated college football playoff champion in the playoff era. Adam says, in my defense, the last time we went up undefeated, it was just 12-0. No, but I mean, 12-0 is great. But as fanatics and as fans and the Kool-Aid Brigade, We understand that 12 needs to be 13, the 13 needs to be 14, the 14 needs to be 15, etc. On and on and on until the end of time. Till there's you get that funny little trophy and you get to hold it up. All right. So this should be a two trophy deal. Big Ten Championship and National Championship. 729 says, Coach, you okay?
Good.
Kool-Aid. It's just Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid, extra sugar. It's the only way you're supposed to have it, right? Like, I'm not wrong. Right? If you're going to drink Kool-Aid, chug it. we're not sipping Kool-Aid here. Right? That's not what we're doing. But have we made that a rule publicly? Husker fans do not sip Kool-Aid. We chug.
I've noticed, yeah.
You need it all over the face. When I say in the face, now it's all over the face. Kool-Aid all over your face. Red Kool-Aid all over your face. Don't tell me you're a Husker fan unless you have red Kool-Aid all over your face. All over your face. I think that's fair. I think it's fair. C. Munden says, honestly, I used to eat every news article and watch every Nebraska video, but the past 10 years has really broke me. 7-5 prediction, but nothing less. Expect bad, so I'm not let down again. I understand. Full therapy. Full therapy. You're safe here. You're safe here. Whatever you truly believe, you're safe here. This is a safe space. This texter, again, says, DP, you're catering to the dumb Husker fans that still think we win all games. If you are a fan, you should hope that your team goes undefeated and never loses a game. That's not why you watch. Go undefeated. Doggone it. Next year, Washington Nationals, go undefeated. 163. I don't care. And it only matters if you win 163. That's what we're doing. Earthquake Glue says, you get me pumped, DP. Scott in Minnesota says, we get it. Nothing matters. Scott, sir, to your statement and your text that says we get it, nothing matters, there's only one proper response to that. Bach, if you would, please.
Hey, gang, come on. Look, just because we're losing doesn't mean it's all over.
Cut the crap, Morty. I mean, the Mohawks have beaten us the last 12 years. They're going to beat us again.
That's just the attitude we don't need, Phil. Sure, Mohawk has beaten us 12 years in a row. Sure, they're terrific athletes. They've got the best equipment that money can buy. Hell, every team they're sending over here has their own personal masseuse. Not masseur, masseuse. But it doesn't matter. Do you know that every Mohawk competitor has an electrocardiogram, blood and urine tests every 48 hours to see if there's any change in his physical condition? Do you know that they use the most sophisticated training methods from the Soviet Union, East and West Germany, and the newest Olympic power, Trinidad Tobago? But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. 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 Even if we win, even if we play so far over our heads that our noses bleed for a week to 10 days, even if God in heaven above comes down and points his hand at our side of the field, even if every man, woman, and child held hands together and prayed for us to win, it just wouldn't matter because all the really good-looking girls would still go out with a guy from Mohawk because they got all the money. It just doesn't matter if we win or we lose. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
That Tripper Meatballs 1979, Bill Murray. One of the great clips, one of the great movie moments ever. And it should be played often. So Scott in Minnesota, that was for you. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. We're hearing reports that Cincinnati has the newest strength training from Russia and East and West Germany and newest power, Trinidad and Tobago. That's how you're going to compete with Nebraska's training table. That's how they're competing. They brought in experts from East and West Germany and Russia. And we know that to be true. That is absolute fact, 100%. So that's what they're up against.
They do have a new training facility open in June. State-of-the-art weight room, they say.
State-of-the-art! They brought in specialists from Russia and East and West Germany. We just said that. Yeah, they just told you.
It includes training and recovering areas like hot and cold tubs, saunas, steam rooms.
It's the best. It's the best. This is Husker Football Eve. The fanaticism, the Kool-Aid Brigade is real. It's loud and proud. And again, there will be no sipping of Kool-Aid. There'll be no sipping of the red Kool-Aid. Cincinnati doesn't have Kool-Aid. They would like to claim the Big Red Machine Kool-Aid. They can't, because that's the Reds, not the Bearcats. The Bearcats cannot claim Kool-Aid. And if you're gonna be a member of the Kool-Aid Brigade, your face, you know when the kid eats and it just gets all over their face? If you're chugging red Kool-Aid properly, there should be a circle of red Kool-Aid around your face. And it's so good and so tasty. It has so much sugar in it, Bach, that you have to chap your lips because you keep licking around. You need the full red circle. I think that's brilliant. They have Capri Sun. Yeah. See, Eric and Lincoln, that's perfect. He says Cincinnati has Capri Sun, not even on our level. Yep. The Kool-Aid Brigade is real. You know? Yeah. Adam says this. Dumb Husker fans, hand in your fan card, sir. You can now carry your wet blanket Husker follower card. Again, Kool-Aid Brigade only. If you don't believe, again, you don't have to know that you're going to go undefeated. But you should hope they go undefeated. In a perfect world, Bob. What's the score tomorrow night? If things go as well as the, like what's because 56-0 is overkill, but it may not be enough for some.
Oh no! I mean to really get a lot of the grief off of Husker fans back, I think 100-0 would probably 77, be about what 77.
More. Yeah, 100's not realistic. 77.
Sure.
77.
Yeah. I think right. Oklahoma did that to Texas A&M.
Right, 77?
Yeah.
So 11 touchdowns. 11 touchdowns, would that make everybody happy?
I think they'd be pretty happy, yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, the defense was perfect. It shut out Cincinnati. With 11 touchdowns, the special teams would probably have to have a return for a touchdown. Defense probably has to have a scoop and score or a pick six or maybe both, right? Right? So, Corey Barney returns a punt or kickoff. Whatever his first kick return is, he returns it for a touchdown. So, if Cincinnati kicks off, if they win the toss and decide to go on defense, they defer and go on defense first. Barney takes the opening kickoff or Mosey takes the open kickoff and he goes house. Bangs his head on a goal post 7-0. 7-0. Nebraska kicks off, pick six, fumble, scoop, and score. 14-0. 14-0. Right? You need for offense, defense, and special teams to all score the first time they're on the field. 21-0 in the first quarter. 21-0 in the first quarter. Bach, is that expecting too much?
Probably, yeah.
No, I mean, isn't that the plan? You think Eckler doesn't have a kick return schemed up? Let's say that Nebraska gets the ball first, they score. Nebraska scores, right? or Cincinnati gets the ball. Nebraska stops them on defense, right? Nebraska wins the toss because they're winning. They're winning. And we've had that discussion that a lot of folks want to defer. So you put the defense on the field. Fumble, scoop, score. Or short out, pick six. 7-0. Nebraska kicks off Cincinnati. You hold Cincinnati 3-and-out. They punt. First return on special teams. Barney takes it house. 14-0. Kickoff again. 3-and-out. Stop. Dylan Raiola. Bomb. Touchdown. 21-0. Get a stop. Right? Another stop. Emmett. House. 28-0 early in the second quarter. Who else do we have to get involved? Right? Special teams has scored. Defense has scored. Passing game has scored. Running game has scored. Who else do we have to get involved? Who else do we want to see?
Yeah, probably tight ends.
Right? You need, like, Linda, Carter Nelson? Seam route? House. House. 35-0 at halftime. Right? We can start looking at some other people now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dylan's got 2 touchdown passes. Emmett's got a score, right? If they got a pick six, we got a scoop and score. Second half, 42-0. Harbert. Need to rejoice. Harbert, 49-0. Barney scored. Mosey scored. Let's get work on. Let's get Zane some work. Touchdown. 8 scores. 56-0. You need a field goal. You need to see the field goal. But like, we need to be comfortable, right? Right? And the only reason we want to see the punter is just to see if it's validated. But in the perfect world, we don't want to see the punter, right, Bob? Like, we don't want to see the punter.
He's got to find a way to score. I don't know.
Or you know what you do? You know what you do? You know what you do? He goes on the field, right? Lines up the punt, pulls it, runs, scores, touchdown, 63-0. 63-0. And then whoever the backup running back, touchdown, 70-0. Who else do you need to score by? Who gets the final score? Linda Mueller? Linda Meyer?
Yeah, that could work. Linda Meyer. Say somehow Elijah Pritchett scores.
Tackle eligible. You run the... Hey, pull the fumble-rooski out.
There you go. Oh, there you go. You're talking about perfection, yeah.
Let's bring it out. Right. Waverly Jennings said, we need Dane Key to score, right? Right? So I think 77, we've just drawn it out. And if that happens, are Husker fans healthy? Do you believe that? Are they happy? Are we now full Kool-Aid Brigade? Or are we looking over the fence going, yeah, but it's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Well, I'll tell you what, if that does happen, I would warn people, Cincinnati might be awful. there's a chance that Cincinnati might be terrible.
Nebraska but Nebraska is just as likely. Like, we do know that, right? Right?
Yeah.
We don't know. Texas says, if we're going to be chugging Kool-Aid, we might as well shoot for the Georgia Tech 222.
That's right.
22-0. Listen, when you chuck Kool-Aid, you're chucking Kool-Aid. We're not sipping Kool-Aid. Not on Husker Football Eve. Sean says, absolutely love drinking the Kool-Aid, and we will dominate now. But for the real question, Nebraska -7 thoughts, theoretically, of course. We don't know. Now, 77-0 covers the spread. So, and that's what we're rooting for, right? Bach, we're rooting for that. We don't expect 77-0, but you know. 007 says, why is this year different than past years? In Riley's second season, he expected us to compete and win games. After that, coaching talk has been a lot of hope. This year, we hear a lot of winning talk again. This is why we will be a contender for the playoffs. Like, this is to believe. To believe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
No, I didn't forget the punter. I said the punter, we need to fake punt. He'll line up and punt, and then he'll pull it down. And Bach, do you want him to run for the touchdown or throw for the touchdown?
He can pass for the touchdown. You I want to see his arm. They say he's got one.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think that would be fair. Eric and Lincoln says, do not onside kick up 11 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you're right. Henry Big Bang Hayes says, DP, stop it. We make it harder for when we go down tomorrow. Texas says, I would not be happy. I want to see Archie punt. I think that's the nature of it. Like, that is the nature of it. That is the nature of it. Bradford Baldwin, second and third string playing early third quarter would make me happy. Yeah. What's the number that makes passing yards happy for Dylan Rayl?
I think I still went for his first 300-yard game.
So this is in play. Adam says, bring in the fake punt. 8 p.m. kick with 99% Husker fans. Yeah, the 8 o'clock. Do you care that it's later?
I think a little bit. I mean, it's gonna be we're all gonna stay up pretty late.
Magic, you're hilarious. He goes, I want to drop kick field goal. this is interesting. So this is what the text says. I won't name it, but I'll read it. Worst half hour radio ever. What are we doing? This is hard to listen to. You know the guy at the party? Folks are having a good time. The guy at the party. There are times when you say to people, it's a party. Relax. It's okay. Keeping it simple on Husker Football Eve. Allowing people to celebrate and feel good and rejoice and be silly. Doesn't always have to be rocket science. Doesn't always have to be breaking down third and six scheme. It doesn't have to always be X and O. It doesn't always have to be heart, passion, control. It doesn't have to be all those things. That in a day, especially Husker Football League, sometimes, you just want to get together and have a good time. But there's always that person. There's always that person. And you guys are having too much fun. There's always that person. We'll throw it to break. More one-on-one when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, One-on-One. Bach and the Black Shirt will follow from 1 to 3 old school this afternoon. Uncle Kev will be in. How do we handle that tomorrow? Maybe we need to have Austin see if we can get Kev. Smooth Thirsty Thursdays because we'll be in full game day mode. Although him being able to celebrate and suggest the proper pregame beverages may not be a bad idea. So that wouldn't be bad. We had a texter say that, and it's 5183. We'll read what he said. He goes, when you come back from commercial, you should play Too Much Fun by Daryl Singletary for that unnamed texture. Bach, what say you, kind sir?
Well, we don't have it quite yet, but we're going to get it here.
Here's what it says. He said, "Officer, what have I done?" He smiled and said, "Boy, you're having too much fun."
Bobby. He said, "Officer, what have I done?" He smiled and said, "Boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun. What's that mean? It's like too much money. No sex thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, but I ain't never had too much fun."
Then celebrating Husker winning Husker routes. No such thing as celebrating too much. It's just too much fun. Bach, we have a gift card to give away. Give me the details on who the gift card is for.
Yeah, the gift card today is $25 to lunch to Grotta Bar and Lounge. Make Grotta Bar and Lounge your go-to place for lunch each weekday and enjoy their daily specials with a coworker. Today's special is the taco salad for $10, but their menu also includes fan favorites like chicken wings, delicious burgers topped with their in-house seasoning, loaded club sandwiches, or even Philly cheesesteaks. Visit Grotta Bar and Lounge today, located in the Clock Tower Shopping Center at 70th and A.
Bach, here's the trivia question. And we will give it to the person that answers. The Huskers in Cincinnati have met once prior. What was the score? What was the score of that game? And you get the gift card. Pretty simple. You get the gift card. You can tell us what the score of that game was. Also, from the text line, and we appreciate you guys knocking this out, but Darren from Raising Cane says this: 'twas the night before game day, our Big Red on the move to Arrowhead Stadium, where the Huskers will prove scarlet and cream, hearts ablaze with pure fight, ready to clash neath those Kansas City lights. Cincinnati's coming, but the black shirts stand tall with rules sharp game plan. They'll answer the call. The sea of red roars, shaking Arrowhead's air. Every hit, every drive shows the world we don't scare. From the tunnel they charge, let the Cornhuskers send them. Go Big Red, sea of red. This is our Big Red Kingdom. With passion and power, we'll seize the first game. Husker Nation, unite. Time to stake our claim. Let's go, boys. Go Big Red. Darren, for that, take the family to see Salt Dogs. You can either go tonight, 7 o'clock, or 11 o'clock tomorrow. You can do that. The very first one, Bach, did you get the answer to that? Did you know the answer?
I did, thanks to a little bit of handy pre looking that up a little bit earlier. Uh-huh. But it looks like we've got the correct answer in here from several folks.
Who gave the correct answer first?
It was 5866. Said 41-0, 1906.
1906 Huskers, and you know I asked for 77-0, but 41-0 would be okay, right? We'd be happy. So 5866, please put in your name and email, please, so that we can make sure that you can stop by the ticket and pick up your gift card as well. And then, because I'm in a giver's mood, if you would like to take your family to see the Salt Dogs, you're looking for something to do tonight or tomorrow, you know, kind of pregame the pregame, kind of tailgate the tailgate, 7 o'clock tonight, Haymarket. 11:05 tomorrow, can do. Dan says, this just got back from KC, Mound City, and Platte City. Have no idea what's coming. Go Big Red. Kim, thank you. We now have the information. Greatly appreciate it. Bach, through all of us, and again, you can text in if you would like those passes to go see the Salt Dogs. It's a great event, end of season. Final two home games. For the Lincoln Salt Dogs, go and celebrate, enjoy. The weather's perfect. The weather's perfect. Simple. Oh, that's right. That's right. Kane's just sponsoring Bark at the Park tonight, so they will already be there. Good deal. Bark in the Park. Bark, are you a dog person?
I've got a Chihuahua.
Really? Why have I not met this dog of yours? Why have I not Puppy Bot? Why have I not met Puppy Bot?
Because he's a chihuahua and he'll bite your ankles.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. Does Becky know you have a chihuahua?
I don't know.
How did we not know that?
I don't know. Fuck. I used to talk about him a little bit more than maybe I do now. He's 14 or going to turn 14 here around the corner.
Oh, so he's a crotchety chihuahua.
Yeah.
He's in his I understand that. I understand that. He's 14.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he really don't have time for any of us. He really doesn't care.
Droves are great because they love their if you're the one that you know, if you're the owner, they're uh-huh. so loyal and protective and all that of their owner. But other people are not so much.
They don't like any of you. That makes perfect sense. I think here's where we were standing in all of this and finding out your confidence level and your comfort level, and then what you believe to be true for whatever variety of reasons that you choose to believe. And while it doesn't matter, it is who we are that we unite and we celebrate in something we think is going to be good, something we hope is going to be good. And quite frankly, we're better when it's good. The town is better, the food's better, the relationships are better, like all those things. We know. I would think that the crime numbers match. That when Huskers are winning, there's less shenanigans. Like I would imagine that there are fewer, you know. Although what's the spectrum for drinking, right? That it starts baseline. And if it goes in either direction, the farther it goes in either direction, the more alcohol is being consumed.
And so, the more alcohol consumed, the more crime rate potential. Right. That idea, yeah.
Right. That if they won 41-0 or lost 41-0, the people at the ends of the spectrum are drinking more alcohol, and good or bad things are happening at the same levels because of the alcohol and because of the outcome. I wonder if that's equal. Is that equal?
I think it probably depends too on, like, you know, that used to wreck your weekend if the Huskers lost at all. And now I wonder if there's less of that, you know, at least mid-season if you're having a bad season and it happens. So, I don't know. I think it kind of depends.
Does the state's depression level go down when they're winning?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, probably.
Right? And it goes up if they don't.
Probably, yeah.
Like, the behavior has to be worse when they're losing.
Unfortunately, yes.
Do we accept that? Do we know? Like, Lincoln Police must be going, Huskers are winning.
Oh.
Huskers are losing.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Like, what's the result that gives the best behavior?
I'm narrowing, maybe? I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I don't, man, that should be the next TED Talk. Just to figure that out, that what's the level of it. I think it's that we, in, especially because we don't know. There's so many questions about this team and about the coaching staff. Do you have more questions about the coaching staff or the players?
I would say part of the reason I feel good about this is the coaching staff. There's kind of the moves they've made, specifically Dana Holgorsen.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of questions around John Butler. Not that, just because he's only had 1 year of college experience as far as the defensive coordinator. Not to say this, you know, questions about his games, just right. A resume thing. So, I mean, there is that, but I think there's a lot of questions about these players as far as, again, because that's what we talk about when you get to this level, if the roster is going to win 9 or 10 games. Okay, well, who's going to be all conference? You tell me, because they're going to need 5 or 6 of those guys.
Yep.
They're going to win 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah. It is the thing, right? That, and I want to, again, several texters, but we'll read some of these. So, keys to the game, things, preference, and other ones. And I'll start at the top because it really is an interesting thing. I won't credit the texter, but I do want to read this. But we're going to set the tone the first quarter with inside zones and halfback whams that will force the safeties to trigger downhill. We'll run RPOs in the first quarter too. Slants and outs to Barney and Hunter. We'll use the tight end, Linda Meyer, to test linebacker coverage with some play action scene plays. Let's see, get vertical, and we'll take one or two shots downfield, Denke, or go on a go or a post during the first quarter, too, especially if the safeties creep up during the zone reads. We're going to tire Cincinnati's defensive line by switching to tempo after each big gain. All of that in the first quarter. Bach, your thoughts to that, sir?
Well, I mean, they're not bad ideas. I mean, obviously, a lot of it depends on how the game goes. As we know, the coaches are going to have their idea, usually script 40 plays, whatever it might be, that you hope to be able to run at that time. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't mind, you know, some of those ideas. I think you are going to have to get, you know, the tight end involved. Those are some plays that I think, you know, are options that we probably will see throughout the season, if not in the first quarter against Cincinnati. They might have a bit of a different game plan. But I'm interested. I mean, that's kind of the big question too, is what's the run pass balance? I mean, what type of runs are they running? Does this offense look similar to what Nebraska has been running? Dan Holgorsen, of course, picked it up, said, basically we're going to run, you know, what we have. I'll put a little tweak on it. What does that tweak look like? So, you know, I think a lot of those ideas are valid and we could see them, but I don't know if we'll see them, you know, right away in the first drive.
Bach, we'll go to break. But before we go to break, I have to read this. Texter 1022 says, Chihuahuas are evil.
But not to their owners. Keep that in mind.
Chihuahuas are evil. I still want to meet yours. We'll close out one-on-one and set you up for Bach and the Black Shirt when we come back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment, Fox, pay the bills.
Yes, the segment is sponsored by Schwizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Schwizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work in a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at schwizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Schwizo Construction.
John in Cortland, brother, friend, kind sir. Cancer indeed does suck. We will be rooting for you, sending prayers and wellness to you in full, in waves. Kind sir. Here's for you being back stronger. My friend, you deserve that. And we're all going to root for you and pray for you. Bach, what's on tap for you and Farley?
Well, we've been doing the countdown for greatest Husker jersey numbers or you know, that matches the day. So one day left. We're finally down to the day that we all were waiting to see. So we'll do that. I also wanted to look, 24/7 released their 24, or excuse me, they released their team composite ranking based on talent. So I want to kind of go through there. Of course, those numbers aren't everything, but they're a little bit of something. So I'm going to go through the Nebraska schedule there, and then we'll look a little bit more into Cincinnati. And as I usually like to do, maybe a little bit of Cincinnati alumni to let you know, other than Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, who's going to be rooting for the Bearcats.
Can we preview? Give me a couple others.
One of my favorites, the Greek god of walks, Kevin Youkilis. Of course, from his Red Sox day, it was one of my favorites there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's lots of good ones that you could even think just even in sports circles. Kenyon Martin, Oscar Robinson. So yeah, there's a few out there.
There's a few. It's not Nebraska, but still, well done. Okay, sir. Looking forward to it. Again, we thank all our sponsors for making it happen. Appreciate it. Shout out to Sweet Things by Marcy. She feeding the crew today. Brought by sandwiches and treats as well. Marcy Haas. If you get a chance, find her on social media, give her a follow, and then go support her. She's got a couple different locations where you can go and test her wares. We can vouch on a weekly basis. She constantly delivers. So well done with that. It will be Bach and the Black Shirt coming up here on the Ticket. We'll get up out of here. I have to go feed the birds and the squirrels. You know, they'll get anxious if I wait too much past lunchtime. They'll be standing outside the door, just paused on the window like, hey, bro, What are we doing? We eating today or not? Be a fanatic. Be a fanatic. It is Husker football. You're allowed. Drink all the Kool-Aid. Chug it. Chug it. You deserve it. Because it gets real tomorrow. It gets real tomorrow. DP, Bach, one-on-one. Thank y'all. Bach and the Bach Church.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.